I forget her name.
Not
my sister.
I'm not doing it because he's trying to. I forget her name.
No, not my sister. The lady that the documentary was about. Uh-huh. The actress.
What about it?
The actor. Can't say actress.
I don't know. Actor, actress.
You can't. You have to say actor. Just like you can't say waitress, you got to say waiter.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, world is
no.
nuts.
No.
Yes, you can't say. Nuts. You can't say tress.
Who said that?
You can't say tress because it rhymes with stress.
Oh, no, is that why?
No, they probably no. Fuck you. No. That's Nate, about the women's movement, bro. That's nothing to do with what you're talking about.
You stressing me out right now.
You're stressing me out.
So you can't say stewardess, you gotta say steward?
Yeah, you can't say stewardess.
You gotta say steward.
Excuse me. Yo, stewardess, flight attendant.
Steward.
Yeah, you can't say that. You Ben can say stewardess. You can't call
it's fight. What is it?
I was about to say you can't call a bitch stewardess.
Yeah, no, you can't call these bitches stewardesses.
You should have. Damn. Edit. Go ahead. Go back. Start over.
Oh, you can't call a bitch a stewardess.
Yeah, that's funny, like, joke.
Ho.
And then watch when we listen to the pod. It's gonna be like you can't call a stewardess.
What if every fucking episode, if he has that time, but every fucking episode he does his own little private. Fucking bleep, and it just gets more annoying by the episode.
I think you might be annoyed by it in episode two's.
You put another one for
yeah, yeah.
So, all right, so this is what I noticed from our past two pods.
Okay, here
I'm
we go.
Help you guys out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we were talking about something, and you're just interrupting right now.
Yeah, because I noticed.
He always
that.
Does.
I noticed it because of that.
I forgot what we were talking about, though. Honestly,
I noticed it because of that. We had no structure.
Oh yeah, live on the pod next week.
That's. Come on.
Marilyn Manson's wife, ex-girlfriend.
And structure.
I am apologizing to you. There you go. Talk to me about structure.
Tell me about your stupid ass structure.
So the thing that brought to the table
was
that it kept us on the tracks.
Uh-huh.
We haven't been on the tracks,
not
dude.
One bit.
No, but, well, because...
We've been off the rails. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the new name of our pod, Off the Rails.
That's what's up.
This is a Ricky Morty episode, yeah, dog. So, all these fucking
we
titles.
Are we shits and gigs, or are we...
Come on, Morty.
What the fuck was that? That butt Beavis and Butthead.
All right, so come on. What's up with the structure?
Okay,
that's all it was. So, you just said that we
I think
it.
I think because of that, we need to reintroduce structure. Part of that structure is... I'm Rich, definitely this bitch, Potter to my left.
Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Big Mike all up on the mic.
You do it for money, we do it for shits and gigs.
I was like, oh shit, you do it for money? What do I do it for?
Where did he go?
He's like,
yeah. Where did he go?
I was like, oh shit, what do I do it for?
He's like, damn, he didn't discuss the intro.
No, because he goes, we do it for money, and his hand goes down. I'm like, is there a soundboard down there?
He was looking for his phone.
That's why.
No, actually, the.
No, open your hand.
Okay, here's the truth. The truth is,
bro, let's connect.
This is how we do. This is how we do the Oos now. Good job, Oos, and then we interlock.
Me and the Mizza connect.
Wow, I think that's a little bit racist. I'm not sure. The truth is, I wasn't supposed to do that part. That's the outro.
Oh,
where I say you do it for some people do it for money, some do it for fame. We do it for shits and gigs. That's the end.
Okay,
not the beginning. I was just supposed to introduce us.
Okay,
but I need to figure out a way to introduce us because. In our old pod, it was just easy to be like,
smooth, yeah.
Convos in the condo. But I can't go, shits and gigs. It just doesn't sound the same. It doesn't flow the same.
You'll figure it out. You learn,
so
baby.
I have
you
to
learn.
Figure out a way to do that. But that's why I brought it up, because we just started talking about shit. So I was like, oh, there's no structure.
Can I say that Off the Rails is probably a good...
It's a good name. I mean, we're only two episodes in.
We're only two episodes in. Shits and gigs.
Not that attached to shits and gigs.
And then Off the Rails comes in.
I already changed my name once.
Off the Rails is cool.
Why didn't we think of that shit?
Fuck.
Ah, that's funny.
Yo, can we change the name?
No.
We can't.
Yo, should I check if it's available?
Yeah, Off the Rails is actually like fucking accurate for us.
With a Z?
Yeah. Either or.
Yeah, I'm just gonna post rebrand again.
Yeah. You know what? We decided to change the name of the podcast.
It's off the rails.
All day, off the rails.
We can do whatever we want. Some people
do it. Rick and Morty, 25 seasons.
Some people do it for the shits and gigs, but we like to go off the rails, baby.
There you go. No, there you
that's
go.
Not where you go. What the fuck was that, bro? Don't yes and that, bro. We just got rid. We just got rid of shits and gigs. This is a Rick and Morty episode.
No, I'm hyped
we
now. Just all, right,
all right, y'all ready?
I'm up now.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm hyped.
Hey, hypothetically, if one of you were shits and one of you were gigs,
who would be?
Yeah, yeah. What do you think?
I call gigs.
I think so. I think you'd be gigs.
I do giggle.
You'd be shits,
which is bad.
So I was thinking today, because I was like, yo, well, what about me? If he's shits and he's
what
gigs,
about me?
I'm not anybody. I was thinking, what if I was bits? Shits, gigs, and bits. Just
off the rails. We off the rails. Off the rails.
Turn them down.
Is that our intro?
No, yeah.
You can't just come out of nowhere with a good idea.
Guys,
we were talking about something.
You guys sure know how to kill a good moment.
No, it was a great moment, but
we
you came in at the wrong time.
We look, that could be just how the pod gets introed every time.
No, yeah, I like it. I like it.
We just the chooch. We won't even get to the words. Just the
no. I like it.
No, yeah.
Great idea, but let us. But we're shits and gigs for at least this episode until we can find out if off the rails is available.
Off the rails.
Let's do this. Let's keep getting more crazier. Uh-huh.
Okay.
To just piggyback off what you said. Shits and gigs, episode 1 and 2. Episode 3, shits and gigs and bits. There you go.
Shits, gigs, and bits.
Number 3. No,
or we could be giggles and bits.
No, no, no. I'm not giving us a new name.
I was joking.
Hypothetically.
Hey, Morty, if you want to change your name, there's a million different dimensions we can go to.
This is the Rick and Morty episode, bro.
Do you know I've never watched Rick and Morty episode?
If you would, you'd have to forget things
I kind of like shits and gigs. I don't know if I want to go off the rails.
Yo, you would love it. I like it. It's a great show.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I watch it with my nephew.
Wait, you never watched Rick and Morty?
I've never watched Rick and Morty.
So you don't
Rick
even know what Morty. I'm doing right now?
Mm-mm. No, he never knew anything. That's why me and you were the only ones that were kind of laughing.
No, no, I know that Rick and Morty is a famous show. And
but the actual.
Oh, my song is Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty by Soulja Boy.
It's not the same thing, dude.
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
How does that make sense?
You never it kind of does.
No, it doesn't. My song is Rick and Morty. I know the show. You know the Soulja Boy song?
For
that has nothing to do with the show?
I just said I didn't know the show, though.
For a second there, I thought he was like, I thought he was going to do the theme song. Oh, the theme song, that's your shit?
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
Hey,
Rick.
You forget that Gary lives in TikTok world, so he likes a lot of the TikTok songs.
I do like a lot of the TikTok hip-hop
Nothing
songs,
wrong with that if you're there.
That one, yeah, I guess it was on TikTok where I figured it.
That's where I found it. People will send me something because I barely got a TikTok this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the TikTok, that's one of the TikTok songs, one of the early ones.
Yeah.
So they're finally going to take it away from us?
Are they?
They were saying that they wanted to. I forget. It wasn't like some sort of ballot that they wanted to take it away from us.
Take away Rick and Morty?
TikTok.
Oh. No.
Your heart almost dropped. Not my Rick. Not my Morty.
What's going on, Rick? Why are they trying to cancel us? What do we do, Rick?
Not my Rick and Morty.
Not my Richie. Have you seen some stupid video or like a little short or whatever called the Richie Challenge?
Yeah.
A morning show?
I've always seen a short Richie.
Lionel Richie? What are you saying?
No.
Yo, he was trying to figure out if he was offended or not real quick.
Yeah.
He was like, wait, did he diss me? Did he not? He was
like, hear it back.
No. Push that button you did last time.
I was sitting here like, is the joke on me?
That's literally how your eyes went too.
Egg on my face, bitch. Nah, we need to be more structured. Yes, no, I'm just kidding. No, but there was this thing that I saw called the Richie Challenge. You know, the end of La Bamba. When they're playing that song, and then Bob just goes, Reggie.
Yeah.
So it was like this dude, he was asleep in the back seat, and his friends were driving, and they were playing that song, and right when they got to that part, they go, Reggie! And the dude, he wakes up all scared.
No, but at the end, it's just a little...
Take another sip, Mike. Take another sip real quick. Go ahead and get you a sip.
Sipping Morty. Mike is so pissed.
Sips and chugs.
We are not structured. Structure us.
No, I was trying to laugh, especially that Sipping Morty.
Shout out to the name of our new pod, Sips and Chugs.
This is such a Rick and Morty
episode. So who sips and who chugs?
I'm clearly chugs because
I was talking about chugging.
No, because he said he can't chug anymore. So he sips.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I'm chugs.
I'm the producer.
And you're bits.
I'm still bits.
You're still bits. Still bits.
Everything we got, bits. At the end, that's you.
Shout out to bits.
Off the rails and bits.
And bits.
Oh, call me Gamey again.
Call me the condo with Gamey, aka bits.
I'm off. That's rails and that's bits.
No, I'm the.
Well, in that case, you're and the shirts and gigs.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I'm the plus sign.
You are.
I'm the glue.
You're plus size? You are getting plus size.
I am.
Yo, that sweater Husky? Remember Husky? Yo, they don't.
They got a big dog on it. It's big dog.
Yo, Husky isn't a size anymore, huh? Because it was offensive.
Gary wearing Husky.
Is there really a Husky section anymore? No, right?
I mean, they got big and tall, yeah.
No, but it's not like called Husky.
No, they wouldn't dare.
It's just offensive now.
Probably is.
Oh, see, this is what I gotta fix.
I remember my mom, we would, like, when we were kids, we were going shopping, and she was getting, like, clothes from, like, my brother Eric. She was like, I gotta get him some Husky pants.
Well, I mean, if I remember your brother Eric.
He was quite Husky.
No, he had that. He needed the Husky pants. At least the pants.
He said your brother got yeeks.
He got a dumper on him.
He said your brother got yams.
Hey, your brother a trash man?
Can I get to the yams?
Got a dump truck on him.
That's my brother.
What's up? He's doing good though.
Yeah.
How he doing?
He really came in like, so what's up with your brother?
So, so how what are you doing now?
How's he doing now?
What's up,
how's he
now? Doing what's up with your brother?
Where's he working at now? He's got a good job?
He still got that dump truck.
Yo, tell your brother to call me.
Hey, shout out to your brother, a.k.a. Yo. Tonka.
But doing this, putting the sweater over the is even worse.
Yeah.
Tell your brother to calm.
That'd be worse if, like, he had a thumb hole for the sweater and he stuck his...
Fucking bum. Hey, fucking unhoused.
Nah, it's like the cell phone from today. You can't even do this no more.
I prefer that so much than anything. I'm no longer going to call them transients or bums. They're further known as unhoused.
That's the fucking PC. Unhoused. That's the PC version. So you want me to? You can't say homeless.
You can't even do this no
bums.
More. Because phones don't look like this. It's got to be flat.
Yo, how stuck were you on that, bro? This nigga went back in the DeLorean and said, hold on, we can't talk about these phones.
Let me rewind 20 seconds. Yeah.
Remember the phones? Watch the phones.
I mean, niggas don't worry now.
Money phones like that, too?
Yeah.
Put the Cash App up like that? Facing you?
I'm going to show the Zelle account.
Yeah. Yo, what's good?
Here's my PayPal, bitch. Now, that money phone shit is so dumb. Like, if you think about it,
I don't think they do it no more.
Why? Because you can't do it?
Yes. How much do you think, like...
Me neither.
Do you think you could pull out any denomination of money that you currently have liquid?
Black.
And
so black bill. White.
And be able to do the money bill. Phone? Do you think you would have enough to do it if you were to pull out... Your money, however much, in any denomination. So you can pull out ones if you want.
Oh, that type of denomination. Yeah. Yes, the answer is yes.
You could.
All ones.
Just money phone it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ones.
Might? You can?
Yeah.
In ones.
I'm going to have a flip phone.
I'm going to have...
Yo, talk your shit. Talk your shit. He would have had a sidekick. My man got the Apple laptop.
This is my money phone. It flips out.
I just got like 13 roll of quarters right here.
You got the old fucking big ass Apple monitors,
bro. I'm going to show up with that 5-gallon jug filled with pennies. That's my money phone, just like that.
Yo, I'm sure you've been to Coinstar. You've been to Coinstar?
Yeah.
What do you mean sure I've been to Coinstar?
You're a poor.
What the fuck does that mean? You were
unhoused.
Yo, I'm sure you've been to Coinstar, your broke ass.
Nah, but I'm more offended. I'm more offended that you thought I wouldn't be going to Coinstar.
I am not a rich. I'm not an affluent people.
Yeah.
I come from the gutter.
I was raised by the stop sign.
You merely adopted it. No, have you been to Coinstar?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was really offended. But no, I've never been, so joke's on you.
Yeah, I haven't been to Coinstar before. I have. I'm about to say, come on.
Now, when
you've never exchanged your quarters.
How else were you going to buy those dump pants?
When I first moved out of my parents' house.
How else was your mom going to get those Huskies?
Now, when I first moved out of my parents' house, I did like have to do it. Like, I would save up all these coins in, like, a jug, and then I just had this big-ass jug. Not, like, the 5 gallon. It was, like,
what's up, Jughead?
Probably, like, one gallon, but I just had to go and what else am I going to do? Take it to the bank? Mm-hmm. So I went I went to the local grocery store, Food for Less at the time.
That's what's up.
Dumped it in there. They took, like, fucking 10%. Mm-hmm. So I got, like, $16 back. Balling.
Oh, yeah, because they used to have that.
You just dump that shit in, you take the receipt, and they pay you out. Have you guys ever recycled?
That's where I've gone. I've never been to a store, Coinstar. I've always done it like that.
Have you ever recycled for real?
Yeah,
like collected
of course.
And like took it to like a recycling place and they weigh your shit.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some broke people shit. Yeah, yeah, that shit stinks.
$60 every time.
$60? What are you really legit homeless?
No,
unhoused.
How many cans did you have?
I used to fill up my storage unit at the condo.
The storage unit fucking stunk.
Yeah, with bags and bags. And we would drink every day.
I remember that
30
time?
Pack of Tecates daily. The show Reboot on Hulu.
Oh, that has a Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
KMK.
It's a good...
Stupid name.
You know what? I've watched a couple episodes. It's cool. I mean,
it's cool.
Yeah, that's all. I don't think it's like great, but it's cool.
Save it for peep this, you cunt.
Well, okay. If you wanted to, I mean, I have one that's not on my peep this that I want to talk about. I started watching that fucking Pepsi Where's My Jet thing because you guys had said it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's cool. It's pretty cool, interesting. Yeah.
What's your peep this? The middle of the show edition peep this.
Pod's over.
off the rails.
We are off the rails.
Gotta stay on brand, bro.
Well, Gary, if you're gonna ask me my peep this, no.
It's who sings this song?
That's a good question.
The same people that do the Running Man. It was the something City All Stars.
Oh yeah,
Track what City.
Quad City DJs.
Quad City DJs.
They don't sing that song too. The Six Flags song.
That's not. I don't know.
They got a few. Got it, damn.
They got a few bangers.
Yeah, here we go.
They got a few bangers.
What is it? Tootsie Roll?
No.
No, I think they got...
To the left.
They did the Space Jam song?
Everybody yeah.
Oh, words. Man, this is my jam right here.
They probably still getting money off that shit. Did they even use that on the Space Jam? No, huh? Or maybe a rendition of it, maybe.
Can I tell you that Space Jam... Right, walking out of the Space Jam movie, there's only a few movies that I walked out of the theater, and I'm just like, some type of pumped. And Space Jam was one of those movies.
The second one?
Is it because of the song, or is it because of the actual movie?
Well, the actual movie at the end, but like at the end, the credits are rolling, and I think they play that song. Don't they play that song at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that song...
I don't think it's Space. I think they
not the train one. It's the Space.
No, the Space Jam they played at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, no. Maybe it was Fly Like an Eagle.
Yeah. I want to fly like an eagle.
But I remember I wanted to be in a intergalactic fucking sports game after that. You know? Like, what movies made you guys feel? When you're walking out of the theater, I know you've had to have felt like some type of way walking out of the theater.
The end of Hardball?
Really? Like, were you just sad or were you like...
I am the mountain.
I am a Nico.
That was at the end of
Hardball? At the end of Hardball.
I don't remember Hardball.
I love that song.
After they they got to bury G-Baby and then they go back and win the championship.
I just don't know what a Nico is, but yeah. Sure.
I am an eagle.
No, he doesn't
eagle.
Say Nico.
He says, I'm
no.
an eagle. You.
I think we talked about this before.
God, you
I am an eagle.
You are a retard.
I think we have spoke about this. And
yo, Gary thought it was a black person. Like, are they trying to say nigga?
He's like, wait, can I say that shit? I am a Nico.
Am I Nico?
Am I Nico?
No, is it, Gary. Is that like it's Eagle, Gary.
Is that one of the drug dealers?
I am an Eagle.
What's up, my Nico?
Yeah, no, you know why? You know why?
I look always, like a Nico.
I always thought that.
Don't ever think, apparently.
No, I always thought it was Eagle growing up the whole time.
So you just tricked yourself.
And around 2006, 2007,
I got racist. And I added an end to that bitch. And I've been calling them Negos ever since.
Negos.
You bald-headed Neagle?
I am a Neagle.
I salute you.
Jesus Christ.
Bro. That was pretty dope. I ain't gonna lie.
You saving it?
Yeah.
All right, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. I like that one.
I got to say, like I was saying earlier.
What were you saying earlier?
My fucking tears, man. The last two episodes, you guys have just been... squenching me, drenching me.
Wait, what?
Squenching you?
We've been shooting a porn this whole time that I didn't know about.
Sir, I'll have you know, I've never squenched a person.
Yeah, I've never squenched anything.
I've never squenched a fucking lime when I squeezed it.
You squenched my thirst. But my tears have been coming out and just
no, they've been squenching
there.
Out. Yeah. No, they just you have like there. A nice little pillowy layer under yeah. your eyes or something.
What the fuck is going on right now?
You don't. You never you see him. Nice, all the water comes.
Got some nice pillowy bag.
Yeah, you have a nice pillowy.
You have hilly cheeks.
Undercarriage.
You have mountainous cheeks. Is what you have. That store in the water.
Yeah, you got cheeks like a Nico.
You got your cheeks done. What you did?
Yeah. So dumbass me thought it was
accurate.
Nico. Yeah, but any other movie? I say Mortal Kombat made me want to do karate after the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I was doing karate with my cousin.
The only thing that makes me change my ways are more shows and movies. Because when you binge now, you're stuck in that world for whatever many times, you know, however many days it takes you to binge something. So if I'm binging, let's say, fucking Boardwalk Empire, I think I'm in the 20s.
Okay.
At some point throughout the
Shane, give me my large venti frappuccino, Shane.
I think I'm at my worst. I'm at my worst when I watch Sopranos. I'm at my worst when I binge Sopranos. I'm at my worst. Just
like eating gabagool nonstop.
I wish that was my issue. Like I'm Soprano tempered.
Hey, you bafangool.
Bafangool you.
So what? No fucking ziti.
No fucking ziti now.
He just calls people big pussy. For no reason.
Big pussy. That's funny.
Big pussy.
They get in the car.
Bumping Siri.
Where you going, big pussy? Bumping Cero. Bumping Siri. Nico.
Nah, boo. I was calling Siri.
No. You fucked up. No, but yeah, people get in my Ubers like, where you going, big pussy?
So wait, you take on the...
Tony Soprano role.
No, you take on whatever like show you're watching.
Yeah, if I'm watching it for too long, like if it's a lot of seasons.
I feel that.
When I watch a lot of seasons or something.
Yeah.
You turn into fucking Tommy from Power?
I actually transform because the movie Transformers.
I told you last time, I don't care what you want to come out as. I support you.
No, but the movie Transformers, when they start playing the Linkin Park songs, I get into that shit.
I become so numb.
But that song is hard as fuck. But
yeah, it is.
The Transformers soundtrack for like the first two movies, I get into that shit.
Wait, you got the Transformers soundtracks? Like you actively search?
Oh no! I got into the movies because of the Linkin Park would do the
not
because
of Megan Fox or Shia LaBeouf.
Nah.
Linkin Park did it
for
you.
However, they helped. They helped. Optimus Prime too was in his prime back then.
Still is, baby.
Is he now?
Still is, baby. I mean, now it's Optimus Primal.
Yeah. See.
Shout out to the big the Thriller in Manila with the big gorilla.
That shit is a fuego flames.
Have you seen the tree view?
Oh, tree, y'all.
Hey, you seen the tree view? That's trailer and preview in one. Uh-huh. To the new Transformers movie.
Yes, I've seen it. We spoke Beast Wars? About it. Yeah.
Did you ever watch Beast Wars when you were a kid?
Yeah, of course.
Did we speak about that?
We did.
No, we haven't.
Oh, we haven't?
No, okay. we haven't. Beast Wars was on KCAL 9 with.
They had a very long.
I
reruns.
Thought it was on UPN.
They in the initial, but then at KCAL 9 had it as a, what do they call it when they do it? They
in the mornings, though, I think like
syndication.
Well, either or, KCAL 9, UPN, those are old school channels. You don't even see those channels no more.
I don't see any channels
anymore. Not at all. I can't remember the last. Well, when I go to watch my clothes, they have it on the TV.
I feel like I would watch Beast Wars, the fucking shark shit.
Yeah, and yo, the shark was dope.
Same channel?
Shark Tank? Street Sharks.
Street Sharks was on Fox.
Oh, Street Sharks was the shit. Yeah. Yeah. What'd you drop, Mike?
Your phone. But anyways.
Son of a bitch!
Nah, Beast Wars was on the same channel with the fake Power Rangers.
The Beetleborgs?
Of VR Troopers?
Yes.
VR Troopers.
And then there was Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Yo, the fucking piano guy was dope. He was like some sort of Zordon character.
Well, what channel had all the Disney shit? Was that ABC Disney in the morning? Channel.
It would have to be ABC.
Green Duck and all.
Yeah, it was ABC. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Damn, they had that deal before. No, but
I feel like it was KCAL 9 though.
You could be right. I don't know why I feel like.
No, if it's Disney, it was owned by channel by 7? ABC. Yeah.
You might be right.
You ever watch the show Fudge?
Fudge.
It's about a little kid. He's a little white kid. Imagine this little black kid named Fudge. That would have fucked up.
Doug, but
I like I would. We both. But I'm glad that you caught yourself and just did what I was gonna do.
It's me, Fudge.
It's me. Hey, Fudgy.
Hey,
Fudgy the whale.
Yo, why did I?
About what? Fucking.
It was just about a little kid. He was like a Dennis the Menace type of kid. He would just.
Tell your stupid ass story.
Hey, what's that dumbass show about?
Yeah, dog. Oh, Gary been so fucking terrible this episode, bro.
What's Fudge about?
Tell us about look at his tone, too. This fucking
about
ass.
Shit.
A bald headed Neagle. All
right, now you.
I thought he was going somewhere else. No, it's about a little kid who was like.
No, I'm still bleeding
no. that. No, good. Good. Thank you. I'm like, you going wild, Gary?
It was just about a kid who was like a little badass kid, I think, if I remember correctly. And his name was Fudge.
Rick Carter wrote his own cartoon.
This is just a show about me.
What's another obscure cartoon?
What, Our Real Monsters?
Nah, that's not obscure.
Nah, people watch Our Real Monsters.
That shit was all
people,
over.
You mean people...
Like nobody watched the Men in Black cartoon.
I did. I think that's obscure.
The Jackie Chan cartoon. Well, a lot of people watch.
Or the Ace Ventura cartoon. I watched
all the crazy obscure cartoons. But did we all then? Are they not that obscure?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I don't
know. Did you ever watch the Super Mario Brothers cartoon?
No.
Yes, I did. You know what show I always wanted to watch? The two shows, the Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter.
Real Sex?
Yeah, they got to bring that back.
Now you can. You can't just walk up to people on the street and hey, are you wet right now?
They weren't saying that
shit. No, but they were just asking people like, what's your guys' favorite position in the bedroom?
They ask that shit all the time on TikTok and fucking, it's just regular ass random
kids. But I'm saying they won't do it on HBO.
Oh, no.
Pussies.
Yeah.
We can do it right now if you want.
What's your favorite position?
WRB. Oh, yeah, my favorite part was that we used that as like a spot filler for WRB. I think that's another thing.
Yeah, what would be this one like? Because the next one, the
real ones will get it.
Last episode has
Mike
one too.
Mike doesn't even get it right now. Mike's so
last
confused.
Episode has one too, but it's not out yet. So, but this one should be the come on a drink. Ring.
And right, he doesn't even know the words. What a dickhead! Come on,
this one's renamed. Look at Gary turn into that dude that what's that dude?
Boomhauer.
Oh, probably Boomhauer too.
He said dang all down.
Or that guy.
Who's this guy?
Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking, there you go. He turned into Stephen Hawking like,
you're like Stephen Hawking, but like with a splash of Boomhauer.
Yeah.
I tell you about dang on. You're like Stephen Hawking if he charged his battery to 100%. He could talk faster.
75.
What if we didn't know that this whole time and Stephen Hawking was just on low battery for like the last 20 years?
Nah, just Stephen Hawking's computer was, you know, when you like you're listening to a podcast and you put that shit at like
two times
the speed. Yeah,
well, 2 times the speed would be really fast.
He slowed it down. He's like negative 5 times. Yeah. He's like, can somebody fix this fucking audio? Nah, but Stephen Hawking was a genius. He said that there's no way.
Imagine like other podcasters were like that.
Wait, if we can slow them down? Yeah, imagine no. they slow us down because we just don't shut the fuck up. So they watch or listen to us at like half speed just so they can catch everything.
Yeah, you know.
No, but Stephen Hawking was he was a genius, and apparently, and according to him, there is no way possible that there isn't life out there.
Of course, how did he die? Aliens.
Huh? How did he die?
They burned him.
He lost his charger.
Flamethrower.
The way Gary lives in like olden times where you could just kill people. He's like, what do they do? Well, they didn't like him anymore. They just burned him.
Burned him at the stake.
What do we do with this one?
Crippled? Burn him.
Well, I mean, he can't walk.
Yeah, yeah. That's where your brain went. This why Gary, like, Ricardo was trying to think of an actual way he died, and you're like, he's a cripple. They burn him.
It was like a revenge flick.
He's like, take this one behind the barn and shoot him.
He's all talking shit while they're putting lighter fluid on him. He's you like, motherfuckers.
I was just about to say, any last words?
Fuck you.
Low bat.
He has his two fingers on AH. Ah.
C.
He just ah. Type ah.
No, because the H is over here and the A is over here. Like, ah.
Seat you in hell.
Seat you fucking.
What if it's like, what if he had no pain receptors, so he's just burning and typing while he's just burning? Yeah. He's telling the whole, he's doing a Gary Greeting. He's doing a, no, not, he has no pain receptors, so he's doing a Gary Greeting card with a big ass soliloquy as he burns.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis noble in the mines to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
All the flames are going through him as he's doing this.
Or by opposing and them to die, to sleep no more.
I usually don't join you guys on these stupid rabbit holes, but that was a fun one.
Join me in the cigarette.
That shit led us to to Shakespeare, so yeah. I'll fuck with it.
Yeah, man.
Are you a Shakespeare fan?
Shakespeare. Boop, boop, check.
What? You bringing them back? We ain't had them in ever. Maybe that's what we're missing.
Or poo.
Mostly poo.
Been drinking that coffee.
And beer.
Coffee and beer game.
Oh, chorissimo.
Chorissimo.
He got a pee. Yaboo. Mm,
Good job, Boots.
On the toilet. How did he die?
Yo, the fact that we did that at the exact same time.
Yeah, no, we in sync.
Still got
tonight.
It. Still got it.
Still got it. We lost it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man. We also lost Stephen Hawking, so.
How did we lose him, by the way, after all this jokes? How did he die?
Burned him.
He just died being a...
Yeah, no, I don't know. Wasn't that smart? You didn't see that coming.
You know what's crazy? You forget that like people that, you know, you say, oh, these people suffer. They can actually like legally kill them, like have somebody kill them with like morphine or some shit. If,
like Dr. Kevorkian?
You have to go to Oregon.
No. Kevorkian was doing it illegally, right?
Oregon's the only state that allows for assisted suicide.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was everywhere.
Oregon.
Do you have to live there for a long time?
No.
No, that's like an abortion.
You can just go there.
Go to a state and get a baby aborted.
So there's this one comedian on Kill Tony who was like a regular, mm-hmm. and he has ALS.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah.
Well, he was going to do it two or three weeks ago.
Okay.
And then he changed his mind and didn't do it. And then he just said, I think today or something, that he was going to go back in January for his assisted suicide.
Oh.
Yeah, because ALS, I looked it up. I don't know why it's going
to
be.
To know the fact, but it's allowed there. Which is crazy because, I mean, I don't know how they do it. I didn't want to, like, research it because it made me feel weird.
Really?
But not, like, I don't want that shit in my search history.
You just lit Stephen Hawking on fire, but that made you.
No, but let's say, like, I search for it, right? And then, like, the next day, I get hit by, like, a car or something out of nowhere.
It says, we burn them.
Google is the fucking a wishmaster.
I was right.
And what was his last search? Assisted suicide. No.
Yeah, that's a good that's a good movie. Put it in the fucking books. That's a good movie. Your Google searches. That's how you die.
That's just a speaking sage. That's the killer. What was that shit from Toy Story? The one where you type in the words and it talks.
The phone.
It was an actual toy.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I think it was called a phone.
And I think it's called a speak and say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it walked like this and was at the microphone. Yeah.
That's the killer of my movie. But no, like, oh, yeah, what if I search that and then I die? But anyways, I wonder how they do it. Like,
do what?
The assisted suicide.
It's like a morphine drip.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like something like
that. Or fentanyl. Trying to dine off that fentanyl. Yeah, any guys, any of you guys see Fenty. That? I don't know why they haven't thought about that. Just label it Fenty.
You don't want to make that shit cute?
Nah, it's hilarious.
You got that new Fenty?
Yeah. Well, my brother said that they call it Fetty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm like, word? Fetty. Because he hit me with it one day. I was like, what the fuck is Fetty? He's like, oh, that's the fentanyl. I was like, why don't they just call it Fenty if they're going to be fucking...
Because drug dealers are stupid.
Jesus Christ.
Just kidding.
Did you guys see... What are you, they looking for you?
I don't know. It's like the Google search. I just want to
dig true. Myself. Hey, did you guys see that one cop that I guess...
I ain't seen no cops.
She was doing...
She was trying to go to the precinct.
On camera, bitch?
Take me to jail. Throw away the key.
I ain't see shit. I'm blind as fuck.
I'm legally blind. She was doing a search, and there was like in a dollar bill, they had like a powdery fentanyl.
Oh, I did hear about that.
And she didn't know. And like, so she was like panicking, and they took her to the side, and she like checked out.
No, they said she was dead. She was basically dead. It took like, I think they said it took like 6 Narcans or some shit like that.
Yeah, like 4 or 6, yeah.
Yeah, it took a lot of Narcans. I saw the video last
night. That shit was wild.
Yeah, to bring her back.
She would disappear. Like, she would like go like this and like just be wide eyed and like, hey, yo, she's out. Yeah. Instead of getting an Narcaner.
Damn, wide-eyed.
Yeah, so she just overdosed all of this, but on like fentanyl, but didn't die.
But that's what's wild. It's like she didn't sniff it. She just inhaled the powder that came her way.
She's licked it.
Possible. Imagine, what's this? What you got here?
Yeah. Lick it good.
Lick that fanny just like you should.
That's the dude in the back with his cuffs. Lick that fanny just like you should.
His neck. His back.
Somebody shut him up. We're tired of you. You're going to jail, buddy. Almost killed one of ours.
Stupid niggle.
All right, Doug. Yeah, you know what? I'll keep forgetting you got this. Go ahead. Go off. Go off, cuz.
Whole episode is just going to be fucking goat sound.
I think Gary's doing it on purpose to see what new fucking thing he can come up with.
Gary's trying to push it further than me, and I'm not going to allow it. So, another thing I noticed. Hey, bitch, anybody's going... Get us canceled. It's gonna be me. We didn't have no topics last time, so we got some topics this week.
The one who's most prepared is Gary, and he even looked at you like we do.
We do. It's the Christmas episode. Merry Christmas.
Oh yeah, all that
Christmas.
Shit.
Christmas is in 3 days.
That's right.
Exactamo mundo. Do you guys feel Halloween. Like the older you get, the less you like care or you feel like Christmas is. Like, I don't know, not important, but...
No, I thought that I'm stupid. You're getting me into this cheer, aren't you?
Oh, you thought that's what I was doing?
Yeah, nah. Like, no, I'm all up
into Christmas. We just killed Stephen Hawking.
I'm all up into Christmas now.
You are?
Okay. Yeah.
So ever since the last part, you got a little bit more Christmas cheer?
Just... So I go on walk Esco every day. Mm-hmm. And so I'm surrounded by houses that actually put up Christmas lights and they put up... decorations.
So that's what's got you now.
Yeah. So and I'm buying like gifts. I'm like I know that I'm gonna get some gifts.
You've been watching Jingle Jangle.
No, I haven't watched anything Christmassy yet. But
watch something Christmassy. You don't like Christmas movies? Like it doesn't have to be like super Christmas movie ish, but like
I only like to do Christmas movies.
What do you have against holidays?
I want to watch maybe Murderville. That's like a Christmas movie. Oh, I did watch the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
That was actually really good.
Yeah, I watched that. It was cool.
Watch
Shouts to Kevin Bacon.
Watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's yeah, funny. But I've seen that. I don't like to watch shit that I've seen
already. So you don't you want to watch, is it because
you're just going to watch new movies all the time forever?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Now in this state that I'm in right okay, now. Yeah.
Now there's no time to waste.
Yeah.
Because when you're a kid, you have your traditional watch.
Oh, when I was a kid, I would watch a movie.
Now you're like, nah.
17 times.
If Stephen Hawking can die, I can die any minute. So I need to watch all new movies.
Yeah, I watch everything new that I watch. If I've seen it before, I'm not going to watch it again right now. Because there's so much shit to consume that I'm consuming it.
Se nota.
All right.
Knowledge.
Se nota.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, husky ass. Husky ass Nico.
Okie dokie. Them husky pants?
I'll have you know, I am a yoga
master. But you got that yiddy on?
I'm a yogi.
You got yiddy on?
Yiddy? What's that?
I don't know what that is. He's
alone. You can tell. You yiddy gonna tell me?
No, bro. Shit, man.
That's Lizzo's plus size bikinis.
Oh, the yiddies.
The yiddies.
Truth hurts.
Hey, when did you get into Lizzo so tough?
You got into Lizzo?
One day I just woke up and I was 100% that bitch. I don't know what you're going to say. 100%.
100%. Like, we came to the first pod.
I don't know what you're going to say, baby.
The first pod. Yeah, I was like, yo, where did Lizzo, where did Lizzo come from? Burley.
Have you watched her documentary?
Fuck.
You caught that? Did you catch it?
No.
It's because he crossed his legs. I let it slide for a bit, and I was like, burly.
I barely caught my leg. You know it's trash when you cross your leg, but like you got to catch it to cross it?
No, that's...
So you can hold on to it?
I don't remember those days.
But when did I get into Lizzo? I don't know. She had
Have you watched the documentary?
On Lizzo? The one
I
HBO?
Have you heard her new album?
No.
I think I've had enough.
So you're into... Sorry, Mike, but you're into Lizzo.
I'm not into Lizzo. You guys just keep saying I am.
That was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
No, but it's crazy because... So you said, have you watched a documentary? I think I'm like... I've had my fill of like...
Lizzo?
Fat documentaries. Like I've seen too many. Like there's no new story to me. Fat-umentaries. There's no new story to me. I get it.
I don't think she's... I don't think
she's talking about her fatness.
Yeah, I don't think she knows she's fat.
I don't think thinks she's skinny.
That's funnier. That is funnier.
I don't think she knows she's fat.
Yeah, I don't think she knows.
Or I don't think she cares. And that's what the documentary is
about.
That's
better.
Yeah. Lizzo still thinks she's thick.
For you to say, I don't think she knows is more hilarious.
I don't think she cares.
No, she doesn't. No, clearly she
doesn't. Y'all still confusing thick with fat. Or fat with thick.
As long as somebody is healthy, like me, like I need to get healthy.
Yeah,
you like, fat.
Yeah.
I'm thick.
I need to get healthier.
I was smelling burnt toast before we started, so yeah, I need to get healthy.
You also need to take a shower, Gary. And you smell like burnt toast.
Mike's been dead this whole pod.
I've had a heart attack going for this whole pod.
Yo, Mike's been in a arrhythmia for the last hour and a half.
No wonder I've been killing. I kill in death. Ooh. Bars.
Bomb. He just bombed. What a bomb that was. Maybe you should go to Oregon.
I'm on house.
Fuck. I just told Mike to kill himself.
Yeah, they should. That was light your ass on fire.
That was dark. Okay. Anyways, the reason I brought up Christmas is you said you were getting back into Christmas, but now you don't like to watch Christmas movies that are Christmassy. No. How does that make sense?
I don't like to watch anything I've watched already anymore.
No, I'm saying like a new Christmas movie. You've never seen Jingle Jangle.
I have. I started it.
You didn't finish it, though.
When you started last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last thing I remember. Yeah. Kim was,
you started 2021?
Yeah, he was in love with Jingle Jangle. You said, I'll check it out. He asked you again. You said, I started it. And here we are again in 2022.
Because it was on. Al watched it.
Al.
And I was there, but I just probably fell asleep or something.
Is it because you don't like all black casts?
No, that's Jesus not Christ. It. Yeah, I watch all black cats before.
I don't softball.
My best friend's in all black cats.
I had like two all black cats in my house like last week. I even had a bald Nico. I'll to tell you.
He's doing good today.
Yeah, that was a good one.
He was doing good today. All right. Sorry, I was drinking water, but you did good today.
Don't point it out.
I like what?
You don't want me to give you your accolades?
Let them point it out.
Your accies? They won't. We got to help you.
Let them tell me.
I'm not really trans, Rich.
The crowd goes loud.
Hey, just a slight pause on your Christmas thing. You know what I've realized? How like crazily you guys get in sync sometimes. Like last pod.
I know, you're so JC Chazé.
No, 100%. 100%.
You want to be Justin Timberlake?
That's what I think.
You want to be Justin?
Oh, wait. Whoa, that was nasty. Whoa. That was all right. Gross.
All right. I'm on the pod, baby.
Shit.
All right, man.
You know what? Let me take that. Let's go back to Christmas. Nah, that was terrible. That was nasty.
That got all came out? Run live on the pod?
Because actually, if I had a favorite member of NSYNC, it probably would be JC Chazé.
Yeah, you got the same hair right now.
Rudy Jules.
I don't know who the other members are, though.
and I'll never touch my mic again.
Oh, there's Tony Fatone.
Yeah, Tony Fatone is actually one of my favorites.
Yeah. That's not his name.
No. Is that his name? Tony Fatone.
Joey Fatone.
Who's Tony? Joey Fatone.
His name is Joey.
Tony's Fatone, my father.
His name is Joey Fat One.
That's hilarious.
And then there's a dude with the dreads who also looks
That's
like
Chris
dude.
Kirkpatrick.
Yeah.
You can get your ass kicked.
Worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. Right.
And Obi?
You can get stomped by Obi. Mm-hmm. You bald head, 43-year-old something. Can't hold me.
Yeah.
You don't know me. Too old. Let's go, Nova. Nobody listens to techno.
I know that I'm not 43, and if you ever give me a shot again under the rug, I will drop kick you.
Where do you want it?
Like, Gary's taking advantage that we talk over each other and just like, let me slide a quick
You want it over
shot.
The rug? Sorry.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was mid.
Yo, that's the first time you ever apologized for a joke.
You know what? I'm sorry about that. You know.
That was actually pretty good.
Sorry about that, Bob. No, but you were saying something before that. You were saying how me and Gary are in sync. Why?
No. Well, the
what made you think that?
Because
you're right.
I am right. But last week you guys were doing that tit for tat.
I'm Lance Bass.
That was a nasty eye roll, bro.
You know what? I won't be lying.
Actually, with that eye roll, you're definitely Lance Bass.
Yeah, that was like a heavily white eye roll because it was white eye.
I'm sorry.
That's all I saw.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you know,
I'm Lance Bass.
Lance Bass would say some sassy like that.
Yo, and do his little sassy body.
But Lance pussied out of going to space.
Well,
remember he trained
on brand.
Oh wait, he did pussy out. I thought he went.
Never went.
Damn.
Even Jeff Bezos went. He went in this dick-shaped rocket ship. We're going on a trip.
Okay, just want to make sure.
We're going on a trip.
Why do we bleep?
In my
why
ship
we
shaped
bleep?
Like a dick. Going through
I got a few
the sky.
To bleep.
For sure.
Yeah, I respect my little Einstein's remix.
No, we heard you. this
was
last week y'all were going tit for tat, and it was crazy how like it took the second round of tit for tat for me to understand what was happening. I was like, dude, these guys are killing it. And then I thought about the other pods. Like I went back and thought about, I was like, there's you know how me and you get tethered every now and then. There's like a nonstop tether here.
Oh no, we're tethered.
Yeah, yeah.
We're titting and tatting. We're docked. We're tethered at the dick.
Hey, I have a multiple choice question for you.
Okay.
C.
Out the woodworks.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Who had a song called Tit for Tat? Was it A, the RZA?
The GZA.
B,
the GZA.
C, the Method Man.
C, Method Man. D, it's Fabulous.
Inspector Deck.
Oh, Dirty Bastard. The MZA. The GZA.
The
MZA.
No, there is no
GZA. Holy shit.
We are in sync, Mike.
See?
Oh, man. Okay.
Sorry. So, back to Christmas.
Okay, just off of what you said, since Fabulous was the only outlier.
Because you didn't let me say any more.
I'm going to go Fabulous.
You just kept naming Wu-Tang members.
That's what we're doing. Wu-Tang, motherfucker.
Wu-Tang ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang. Season 3 coming back in January. You guys like that show?
I have not watched any seasons of that show.
Shit.
I only saw season 1.
Okay.
Hold up, Rudy Jules. Bring the mic close. I only saw season 1. I didn't see season 2. Mm-hmm. Only because I didn't like who they casted.
Season 2 is better, actually. Season 2 is better. Once they all start getting along, and in season 2 that happens.
Okay.
That show.
Do they show when Old Dirty Bastard goes to get his food stamps in the limousine? No,
I
they don't.
Don't remember.
They don't, because that doesn't happen until later in his life.
Okay. Well, then why the fuck were you telling me?
Dope.
Why the fuck were you?
That was dope. I fuck with that.
Now he's got it. I'm just trying to get us back on track. I'm trying to sharpen your swords.
My swords are liquid.
So my God, look at this. You see the magic?
Let's go.
You see that magic? I wasn't lying to y'all. What about the I was asking Ricardo and Trey about this. How do you watch
my wallet's
show,
a bulletproof? For no reason. Fuck, it didn't even lead anywhere. God damn it.
My leaks are Cuban.
There you go. Okay, good job. That was a good yes and.
Fuck.
That was like a garbage yes and, because you did good, but you did bad. You had to pick up the garbage.
My bees are killer.
I guess you could say I got the W.
There you go. This is nice. My teeth are hard right now.
My teeth.
Is that a
Wu-Tang? Oh, man, you
are. I'm just making a statement.
I got hard teeth.
No, that's Mu-Tang. 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 Mu-Tang.
Nah, nigga, get up.
Thank you.
Get up, my nigga.
Hold
up, my nigga.
Oh, shit. Holy fuck.
That was great.
That was historical. Jesus Christ.
Mu-Tang.
That was actually really fucking good.
Wow.
Me Cal Young Fat.
Oh, shit. Oh, the old dirty pasture.
Wait, what? I mean, that hits, but that hits a bit.
Brooklyn
but...
Zoo. Holy shit. Oh, man. Zoo-Tang. Mu-Tang. It works either way.
No, Mu-Tang's good. I don't know where Zoo-Tang came from.
I don't know. I just started incorporating different animals.
No, you did. He said, when he said pasture, I was like, okay, you're still there, but Gary was going somewhere. Yeah. No, I know, but Gary was going somewhere else with it.
Hold on.
Then they have. Never mind.
We got to reset.
No, go for it.
You think they have Neagles at the Zoo-Tang?
For sure. That's who was one of the Mu-Tang members.
The Neagle.
N-E-A-G-L-E, man. N-E-A-G-L-E, man. I suppose right. Neagle, in case you were wondering. So, Christmas.
Grimace.
Grimace. But you're in the spirit of just giving shit and seeing lights, but not movies.
Nah, I don't. I mean,
did you ask that question because you're no longer.
Or songs? Like,
yes, I asked it because I'm no longer feeling the spirit of Christmas.
I don't know why. What's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I'm just,
well, I.
You depressed?
I'm hella negative right now.
Are you anxious?
And I'm just. I don't know. I've been busy at work. Like, it just feels like, I don't know. Hasn't felt like Christmas this year. Uh-oh. But.
Damn.
Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
What the fuck just happened, bro?
I was just trying to stall while I tightened my microphone.
I'm about to say, I'm like, why the fuck did you just...
And you fell for it, you bitch.
But you know what it is, though? For me, I kind of feel him because I was talking to my friend about how, like, yeah, it's true that you have the three holidays, but which one is, like, the most important for you? For me, it's always Thanksgiving, Halloween second, and then Christmas third.
Okay.
I don't know why. For me, more Christmas is third. Because it's so close to my birthday, and my mom would always be like, you got to choose either December 5th or Christmas.
Which your mom make you choose when you got presents?
Yeah, which one? Yeah, exactly. Dukes.
That was trash.
Yeah, happy. So that's why I think
just
that's...
take the fucking mic off, Rich.
Gary's tired of you, bro.
It's not my fault you gave me broken fucking material.
You've been jerking the fucking thing for hours.
We could hear it.
Yeah. That says a lot about my life.
I'm sorry, Mike.
No, but
Mike,
that's
getting interceptive. All Mike,
introspective,
and
that's the pot. Shit on him. That's the pot. No, you don't shit on me, but that the pot you do intercept me.
Yeah.
Well, no, when you guys shit on me,
your mom made you pick a present.
Yeah, bro.
Did you always pick Christmas? No. I feel like Christmas would bring the better gift.
I'm too impatient. I would go for my birthday.
Ooh, you think? Yeah, I think the birthday would bring the better gift.
I think Christmas would.
Nah,
I feel like parents would try to show off for Jesus, so they get the better gift in Christmas.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. My mom wasn't like that. And if that's the case, I'd be neck and neck with all my neighborhood friends with all the systems. These niggas would get the Sega Dreamcast. I'm sitting there with the Sega Genesis.
How am I supposed to play Pong with everybody else?
Yeah, I couldn't play with them.
I only got one joystick, Mom.
Mike, get your neck off of him.
Wait, what and why?
Because you said we'd always be neck and neck.
You're a terrible person, bro.
Mike!
Your brain is... Mike, I can't.
Yeah, but...
No, there's nowhere to go now. You took us to a weird place. Sorry.
You think Stephen Hawking used emojis?
Think he celebrated Christmas?
Did he live to emojis? When did he die? I gotta find this.
Did he have his own emojis?
Yo, that's hilarious.
It's just like a head slightly tilted. Like a comb over, and then like just a bandage. You know how they, when they show that you're injured, they just put the bandage over your head? That's all it has.
Oh, man. What would you prefer if you had like a bandage over your face like the Joker? Or if you had a bandage over your private so you couldn't use your dick?
Over my face?
Yeah, you're right.
I'll fuck you like Blank Man. Remember that? not Blank Man. How do you fuck? The Invisible Man. What was that movie where the guy who had the...
That was Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, and he had his face wrapped. Was that Blank Man? What was it called?
That was Invisible Man.
Invisible Man. Yeah, I'll fuck you like that guy. I'll fuck you like Kevin Bacon, baby.
Blank Man was a black...
Damon Wayans.
Yeah, no, the other guy. Oh, I'm sorry,
yeah,
you're right.
That was Damon Wayans. That was
his sidekick. I'm thinking about David Allen Greer, his sidekick.
Yeah.
Hey, Dag?
Dag.
Shout out to Dag.
I'm mad Damon Wayans Jr. is not a bigger deal.
I don't know what happened there.
No, you know what, though?
I'm mad he's not bigger than his daddy.
I think he's big. He's a big deal because a lot of people watch New Girl. That New Girl show is like fucking...
But he got replaced by Lamorne.
The first season, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was still in that show for like 3 seasons.
Shout out to Coach.
Only one. Yeah. Oh, after, yeah.
But he would just do like cameos and shit.
He was on there for like 3 seasons, and then...
You watch the show. I don't know why I'm fighting you. I don't watch it.
Oh, you don't watch that show. Wow. I mean, maybe it's more of a girl thing.
No,
I don't think so. I mean, I've watched a couple of episodes.
Have you seen a Zooey Deschanel in that shit?
Yeah.
She's who's that girl?
I like her friend, her roommate. I'm that girl. Who's the other girl?
CeCe.
I like CeCe. She's a good looking.
CeCe.
She's a good looking little thing.
CeCe, do you love me? Oh, you riding?
I'm soaring.
Wasn't this the song? No. Who was the name in the song? Who was the actual Kiki. Name? Kiki.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know any Kikis?
And I'm off the CeCe. That's what I was thinking of.
My brother's nickname was Kiko.
Yeah.
Bitch, I said, no, Kiki.
Well, Kiki, Kiko's, Kiko, Cats Kiko, and Seven.
Okay. Khakis?
Cats and Seven.
As you can see. Those are sweat short.
Shouts to Milfland.
Wait, somebody zoom in on me. Hey, can you zoom in on Gary's pants, please?
Actually, it's not Milfland, it's Mifland.
Muffland?
Remember when you figured out what a muff was? And you ever type in muff dive? And like porn?
Never.
Such? No. I want to. Thank you.
Yeah, now I want to.
Now it's in my head.
Now I want to
dive in the muffs?
No, I mean,
I love diving in the muffs.
Yeah. Well, no, because muff diving basically means that you're jumping into like a very bushy vagine, which is gross.
Which,
really?
Wait.
Yes.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I'm not like mad about it.
Mm. Mm.
I mean, I don't need a forest.
Yeah. Oh, you guys like eating your corn on the cob with the husk? It's nasty.
The husk, like I don't want to fucking. I'm not like eating pussy fucking with peeling that shit, peeling petals off of that shit.
I am
leaves or whatever.
You get Peter Papa Pig Peppers.
Peter Papa Pig Peppers and Rum Rock Rhymes.
Oh,
I'm fixing to rap a little bit, but I
was
nine.
Trying to just sit in the car with Gary, and Gary just made a quick ass left turn. The Peter Papa Pig Peppers.
Picking petals off this pussy.
He's like,
say that 3 times, fine, bitch.
Gary, you're supposed to make a left. He's
Stop calling me fat, Rich.
What did he say, Moose? What did you say? What is it?
Mootang. Oh, husky ass.
Yo, Mootang is hilarious. Yeah, that's got to be the name of the pod. That's hilarious.
Mootang. Hey, so last episode, remember we were singing that song, Shake, Shake, by...
Oh, you mean Shut Up, Shut Up?
Yeah. So that's the name of the pod, is Shut Up, Shut Up. But I had made the logo... Shake
before the pod.
As Shake, Shake, and I was like, ah, damn. So I had to go back and redo it.
So you fucked up our logo? I mean, our episode?
Yeah, but no.
The actual subject. I'm with you. I don't. Christmas isn't really like my.
I'm mad. I'm angry now.
I'm pissed. I'm royally pissed.
You guys are always the ones that are like, oh, need your Christmas cheer. And now you guys don't feel it.
No. For me, it's more of like.
You know what?
Ever
since you started fucking with Christmas, I started hating that shit.
See,
you took us off of it. No, for me, it's like a hierarchy thing. I prefer the other holidays more than I do Christmas. Not to say I don't like Christmas. I'm also not a Christmas fanatic.
Okay.
I'll do everything, you know, go to the Secret Santas and all this other shit. But you're not going to see me like, I got to get tree, I got to get lights, and I got to buy for everybody. Like, I was telling my friend, it's funny because
tree, y'all.
It's going to be a little, just follow me for a bit. It might be a little bit morbid. But like, I got lucky So in 2007 was the first time I was able to buy presents for everybody. It was fun. 2008, my mom passed. I didn't do it. I kept that fucking tradition, and didn't bother to change it. So I never got anybody gifts since 2008. I don't know. It was
even
just,
the kids.
My nephews, they would probably get cash. That's
an excuse to be cheap.
No,
my mom just died,
bro. So like it's so okay, crazy. Collab, Gary. I was thinking about that's what I was saying. Just a little bit more. That's my mom. That's why your mama did.
That's why your mama did.
No, dog. I was just thinking about
that
shit.
You don't want to get nobody kids.
No, 100%. I was thinking about that shit today. I was like, yo, like, I really didn't care to change it and start thinking about other people. Because I never really got people gifts anyway since mom died, so fuck it. Yeah. Like,
of course,
but it stuck because nobody cares. Nobody asked.
That's a good way to justify not getting gifts.
100%. I'm like, I'll stick with it until like. But you know what it is though. It's fun. Mike. You know.
Wait till you get visited by the ghost of Christmas past.
You talking about Krampus? Wait till Krampus come your way.
You gonna wake up? You be like Michael.
This is your mom.
This is your mom.
I'd watch Krampus.
He did that because my mom.
You like how Gary keeps deflecting when I make jokes about your mom is the funniest thing.
It's cute
to see Gary squirm.
Do you know where that joke is? Do you know why that joke? Why that joke?
He's like, I don't want.
Gary's like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. It's not good, bad. It's a good thing. Joke is because one time my mom left a message. I was hanging with Ricardo. My mom doesn't say, "Hey, baby, you know, whatever." She's like, "Michael, this is you have the fucking caller ID." She's like, "Michael, this is your mom," and then she leaves a message. Like,
also, like, you know your mom's voice, so it's just funny. You play the message out loud.
Yeah,
Michael. This is your mom.
Yeah. Like,
I know.
Exactly. It was just so fucking funny.
So ever since then, I just randomly do that. So it's okay.
Any consolation, my mom does that still.
Well, it's weird, right?
Like, Gary, this is your mom.
Yeah. It's cute as shit, though.
I thought it was some other lady. Just like my mom.
Yeah, I would have answered.
How does your mom say if she ever leaves messages?
I don't even think my mom ever left me a message in my life.
Because that's what answered real quick. Because he knew it would get a bit of if she didn't answer.
Pow.
Yeah.
My mom learned. She just sends me a text and goes, "Call me now."
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Or, "Call me real quick." She'll never call herself. Mm-hmm. So she puts it all on me. So then
you don't like talking on the phone.
I like that though.
But then when she picks up or when she doesn't pick up, I'm like, "Mom, this is your son."
The call me now, that's a little like, all right, gotta call.
That's Miss Cleo.
Yeah. I gotta call me now.
Call me now.
But you're not a person that talks on the phone.
Nah, fuck that. Don't call me ever.
Me neither.
You don't talk on the phone?
Don't ever call me.
We never really talk like that.
That's considerate to me. Like, my mom would send me a text and said, "Call me now." I'm in trouble for some reason.
Yeah.
Who your mom owe money to some bookie?
You know, it would be about money because, like, they used to have access to my bank account, and then they would get a call at the house.
Damn, they've been siphoning money from your bank account.
No,
because he would do those.
I would get overdraft.
Yeah,
and they would get called at the house, and then Gary, call me now. All worried, like, you don't have no money. I'm like, "Mom,
hey,
I got,
broke boy.
I got money. It's
first
just...
of all, mind your business. Get out of my account. I was trying to get lunch.
Oh yeah, no,
I'm gonna pay it back tomorrow.
It was years of this, like, me overdrafting and like, but all right, then don't look at my account no more.
You know,
like,
what? I'm making fun of you, but my dad had access to my account up until like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, same.
Gary would get texts that say, "You're gonna be unhoused." Paying me, who you're gonna? But see, I used to live that life of like overdrafting, but knowing you're gonna put it back in at some point, very, very short, or you know you're gonna make enough to take that $35 hit.
Mm-hmm. I'm just tired of my dad judging me.
Yeah,
like, he's like, "Why don't you guys just go to the market? Why are you always ordering out?"
Yeah,
mind your business, Dad.
That's hilarious, bro.
Don't worry about what.
I don't mind cook, Mom. Now I cook every day, but.
Every day, bro.
Parents, I could tell.
Se nota.
Damn.
Se nota.
Damn, man.
Well, what are those? Your sister's pants?
Damn, that's his sister. What's your problem?
Nah, these are mine.
Shout out to Lex.
They just shrunk.
I don't want no problems.
And I grew. And I expanded.
You won't stop. You're like the baby and Honey, We Blew Up the Kid.
Fucking Blob. Is that what you call me?
Flubber.
Call that nigga Fucking Flubber. Blob.
Oh, you watch a Doom Patrol?
Hey, something funny that happened to me today was I was walking. I walk Esco.
Like hilarious. Said.
And I want to know because this. I want to know if this. If you Top feel tier. This. So when I walk Esco, I think that I'm low key patrolling the neighborhood, and that's like now that
that's your job.
I feel like people are feel safe because now they.
You
see me.
Think you got people feeling safe in your neighborhood,
Gary? Yeah. Get because
of you,
Gary get husky, and all of a sudden he a bodyguard.
Yeah, because they see me walking the neighborhood, and they're like, oh. You know, like, we have a nice neighborhood now. We got that big dude right here.
Yeah, look, we got protecting us. We got Nacho Libre patrolling the fucking neighborhood.
Look at my guy Mutang walking down the street.
We safe.
Every time Gary walk out, we hear Mutang, Mutang.
Yeah, no, when I was thinking about this today, and I saw like a bicyclist coming my way. And I looked at him and I
slow down.
I saw another bicyclist on the other side, like behind me. I looked back at him. I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch these guys. all they doing is just riding their bikes.
You're like, I'll let it slide this time.
Yo, Gary,
I'm
really
going to let you off with a warning.
You really going to be that grumpy neighbor?
Yeah.
Got to watch these guys.
Esco's just growling at his feet.
Yeah, he's talking to Esco. This is how he does when he wants. Esco, watch these guys.
Esco's with it.
Hey, yeah. And Gary's like, calm down. Good boy.
Nah, like, I'm Gary's Batman.
You're a cartoon character dog owner.
Gary's a cartoon character human being.
I'm Batman of this neighborhood now.
Batman of this neighborhood.
Hey, get up and run in the face.
I'll take it all shots.
It's good. Get him in now while you can.
Gary's like, I could lose this.
No, you know what? I'm going. Where are they handing out those suicides?
I'm going.
Where are they handing out those suicides again? Oregon? That's where I'm going. So. Yeah, that's where you're driving me to.
They're just handing them out.
That's a sharp turn right there, Gary. I thought he's by.
And just handing out suicides.
Gary, what?
You get a suicide. You get a suicide.
Oh my God.
Because of your weight, we're going to go for two. Yeah. Up the door. We're going to need more wax.
Oh shit.
Let's just burn them.
Holy shit. Oh man.
And this is
you are officially off the rails. I'm rich. I've been in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzie the building. Definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Big Mike all up on the mic.
Some people do this for fun. Some people do it for money. We're off the rails.
Terrible.
I thought we were going to do it for shits and games.
Yeah.
No, we're off the rails. Wait,
do we really change
the name?
I'm Bits.
I've been Bits.